Hello, this is Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. Colossians 1:15 says that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. When Paul says that Christ is the image of the invisible God, he means that Christ came to give us a visible expression of a God who's invisible. He who has seen me has seen the Father, Jesus told his disciples in John 14. And that is why no one with access to a Bible can claim ignorance of what God is like. But beloved, Jesus is much more than that. Jesus Christ is a reflection to us of what man was intended to be. One of the remarkable things about man is his schizophrenia. Creativity oozes from his pores. He can do such magnificent things. Walk around the world with half an eye open, and you'll be awestruck at the sheer brilliance of mankind. At the same time, however, we humans are capable of inexplicable cruelty and hostility. We pervert and pollute the most precious and beautiful things in the most dastardly and cowardly way imaginable. How can these two impulses coexist? How can mankind be so creative and yet so destructive? I submit to you that the only adequate theory sees mankind as having marred the divine image of God in man. We were created perfect but fell into sin. Then Christ came into the world, and against a fallen humanity, he stands supreme. In so doing, he demonstrates how far we have fallen. If ever we want to know how we're doing as human beings, we must not compare ourselves with ourselves. Instead, we must measure ourselves against Jesus, the image of the invisible God, the sort of person man was intended to be in the first place. That leads us to something else. Scripture teaches that the Lord Jesus came into the world, died and rose again. He went back to the Father's right hand, but he sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in the hearts of men and women who believed the gospel. The primary ministry of the indwelling Holy Spirit, Scripture clearly says, is to work in the hearts of men and women who are born again, so that ultimately the image of God in man will be restored. This process will come to its glorious consummation when we stand before the Lord. When we see Jesus, Scripture says, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah.